Hawaii Mobile.
This is KC4SKD. Name is Larry. I didn't have my volume turned up enough. How you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing all right. This is KI4 Delta Tango Yankee, and this is Daniel.
ATY, Daniel. Okay, I hope I got that right. Name here is Larry. Call KC4SKD. I'm headed to get some food and then head home and see what else I can work on when I get home. I guess we'd need to call it second shift.
Yep, Daniel here. You got that correct. I am doing the same. Hopefully you can hear me. I'm kind of in a hole right now. But yep, running errands and just trying to get some stuff done. So I thought I'd hop on the radio.
I was on 85, but I was kind of slowed down now that I got off and in a traffic backup. So yeah, I got lots of stuff to do. We got to try to get grass cut at least by Saturday, probably about the last time we cut it this year, and blow the gutters out, and I'm going to have to blow the gutters out about every 2 weeks now.
Time of year, we are actually moving back into our home finally from the Helene storm, so we just moved in yesterday and just working on boxes and unpacking and trying to get the house somewhat back in order, but I'm about to do the same thing, yard work as well.
By the time I get home in the evening, it's too late to do anything now that it gets dark early. But I hate to hear that you had damage from the storm, but at least it sounds like you got it back under control now and back into place, so I hope all goes well from that.
It still take me about 3 more months, but yeah, we've been out of our home for a little over a year now, but so thankful and feel blessed that we get to move back in, and I still probably have about 2 or 3 months worth of work once, you know, we kind of get settled into the house, but it'll be good. Very thankful we finally get to move back in.
Maybe it can help you relax a little bit after you get back in and settle down. And the only thing we had happen to our house was the neighbor's tree top broke out and fell in our yard, about 20-something feet of it. And I got out with a chainsaw and cut it up. And other than that, losing power, that was it for us. We lost power for 5 days.
Yeah, our neighborhood lost power for probably a good month. And then we could, you know, because of our house and stuff, we couldn't get power back on for, I think it was 5 months later before we could even get power back, put back on so it could actually work. But like I said, thankful we get to move back in.
Really, really noisy spot. It got a little bit of that, but there's something about where Highway 153 and 85 come together, there's a noisy spot there, and it's just horrible. It breaks the squelch on 6-1 and 8-2 as well.
And I'm over here located in Taylor's. I get in that Paris Mountain shadow, and I can't connect to anybody.
Anyway, we certainly learned a lot off of Helene around here. My brother lives above Asheville. He lost power for 13 days, And after the storm was over, he and a bunch of neighbors had all get out and get chainsaws together and start cutting trees so they could get out of their neighborhood.
Crazy. We've heard a bunch of stories like that. I think our neighborhood didn't get power for, I think it was like, I want to say 3 to 4 weeks. We did not get power on our house until about 5 months before they could get to us so that we could actually do construction.
I hate to hear you had to go through all that, and that was a once-in-a-lifetime event around here. I hope we never see anything like that again. But we had a generator. Well, we would run it during the day and charge batteries and stuff, and at night we'd just, you know, use a flashlight till we went to bed. And fortunately, the weather wasn't too hot. We didn't need air conditioning.
Weird part, how hot it was, because I remember we ended up trying to stay with my brother and his family, and they didn't have electricity for a little while, but when it came on, we were thankful to have that air condition.
SC4SKD Friday. My mother-in-law and my dad and my mother never lost power. So mother-in-law was great. She'd come up and get clothes and take clothes home and wash them, and then we'd stop at her house and take a shower on the way home from work, and just while we were out power. It worked out okay. We had a battery-operated TV, so we made the best of it.
Yeah, same for us. We were thankful to have some family close by that have electricity so we could go do laundry and stuff, but we ended up having to move out of the house just because of mold and mildew growing up, so we had to deal with all that. But we were definitely thankful for family and friends that did have electricity so we could go steal some of it.
Blowing the leak gutters, the gutters out, we had this, wasn't really any brand name, it's just a cheap kind of screen over our gutters, and that ended up being more trouble than it was worth. It'd still get clogged up even with that stuff on it. So I got up on the ladder and I drilled rivets out and took all that stuff off. So now we just got open gutters, but I got a special leak blower I can blow them out with, and they're not too high off the ground, so I got to do that. We've got so many trees around our house, it's just something all the time with cleaning the gutters.
We probably have 5 or 6 big oak trees in our yard. We have way more trees than that, but big oak trees that are near the house. And I'm with you. I actually have to go on the roof about once or twice, or once every 2 weeks as well, just to get the gutters cleaned out. But there's big old leaves, and then once it rains, it's about impossible to get them out. You must have one of those cool little elbow-bent leaf blower connections.
I bought it at Home Depot, and it's a battery one, too. It's over $400, but it does a great job. And some of our gutters, you can almost stand flat-footed and reach up and touch the gutter, which that helps out a lot.
Luxury mine's a kind of a raised ranch, so it's like 2 stories-ish. So I got to get up on the ladder. But I am blessed that it's somewhat on the flat-ish side. It's probably like a 9-12. So I can actually walk on it and leaf blow the gutters out.
Could at least you got a system worked out. Hate to cut it short, but I got to stop in here and go get some food and mosey through the rest of this traffic, but it's been good talking to you.
It was a pleasure having the QSO with you, Larry. Have a good one. This is KI4DTY, and I'll be on the side.
Enjoy this nice weather. KI4DTY, KC4SKD clear.
DTY, KO4HKX.
How's it going?
I was just listening to yours and Larry's conversation, and Larry, if you're still there, good to hear you. Hope you and the missus have a good evening.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I got to stop and get some food. Good talking to you. Y'all have a good rest of your day. KC4SKD.
You getting moved back in? Is that what I heard?
KI4DTY. Yes, we just got the moving company yesterday, and we got a bunch of, almost 99% of our stuff moved back into the house. Of course, it's all in boxes. But yeah, we finally got everything moved in. It'll take us a couple months. We do not have furniture, so we still have to go and buy furniture and stuff. So we'll cross that bridge when we get to it, but I got a little bed for me right now. The family's off doing their thing. But, yeah, we're moved in right now.
I know it's been a long struggle for you to get that this year, past year.
Truth. I feel blessed that, yeah, it's been a year, but, you know, we're back in, or we're slowly getting back in. So I feel blessed that we finally get to get back into the house.
That, when's the family going to come back?
For Thanksgiving, for about a week, and then they'll go back out to get back out on the road, and then they'll be back. I'll actually go see them for Christmas, and then they'll be back officially in January.
Well, I hate you gotta spend so much time away from your family, but sometimes that's what you gotta do.
I miss them like crazy right now, but it's been good as far as they haven't had to deal with all of this as much, and I'm happy they haven't had to deal with it as much. So that's the silver lining in that part of it. I hate that I have to deal with it, but I'm glad they have not.
Well, hey, I'm going to jump off. The wife just walked in, so I'm going to say 7-3. But good to hear you, and glad things are going your way finally. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear for now. 7-3.
7-3, Patrick. Thanks for jumping on. Let me know if you're in town next week. Maybe we can grab lunch. No problem if you are not, but yeah, let me know. We'll go do lunch.
Hi. Again, 7-3. Talk to you later. KO4HKX, clear.
Game 4 July, Monitor.
ETY.
How you doing today?
At Daniel here.
My name is Bart, Bravo Alpha Romeo Tango, and I'm up at the Cradle of Forestry in North Carolina here, and you have a great signal coming into us.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm on 25 headed north.
Doing everything right now, so sounds real good.
Again?
I'm at the Cradle of Forestry up near Brevard, North Carolina.
It's pretty up there. Are the trees actually changing colors?
They haven't started changing colors yet, but we've got the Forest Festival Days happening Saturday, so we're going to have a lot of foresters out here cutting wood and things like that. It's going to be a big event. That's seven college teams of foresters coming in to climb poles and cut down poles and so forth, so it's going to be beautiful.
And what is your part in it?
I'm just a volunteer here, and I hang out here and help people get in and tell them about the Cradle of Forestry and have a great time up here. This is my seventh year volunteering here.
So if you're volunteering, are you from around here, or you travel up or down or over?
We've got an RV, and we come up here in April and leave in November. And in November, I go down to Tennessee, Florida, and hang out for the winter down there.
Where are you from?
Originally from Southwest Florida, Fort Myers, Florida, and I lived just about everywhere, so that's my home base, or was my home base.
I have some extended family down in Florida, down near the Ormond Beach area, and also, where else? Towards the tip.
We spent our winters down near Apalachicola, Florida, and my daughter lives in Tennessee, and we have an RV park we go to there and so forth for the winter, so it has a beautiful area.
I'm glad you get to do that, so that's pretty cool. So you just pretty much help head up the forestry part of it?
Head up volunteering for the company that runs the forestry service here, and been doing that 7 years, so I love it here.
So is your wife good to do it with you?
Oh, yeah. She gets to be here, so we've been having a good time up here. It's a beautiful spot.
Well, Brevard is beautiful anyways. That's such a pretty area. I love to go out there sometime and check it out.
Brevard is a nice town. I like it a whole lot.
Greenville anytime?
I've been to Greenville, Brevard many times, and I like Greenville, and my son lives in Columbia, South Carolina, so I get to visit him from time to time.
Yeah, I have three boys, and anytime I can spend with them, I love it.
Yeah, me too. Well, I got to go and unload the truck with my wife. She got back from the grocery store, so 7-3-3, you have a great evening, and give me a call anytime. KM4, July is clear.
Bar, have a great one. 73 KI4 DTY.